everyone. It's Justin Decker, features editor for The Wit here for Profcast number 3. I'm here with Tyler Kubich, president of Rowan Cinema Workshop and producer on the new film Suggestion Box. It's a short film about the aftermath of a relationship and how people can critically analyze their relationship once it's over. So, Tyler, how did this idea come about? Who came up with this?
So, Jonathan D'Ambrosio, he was the director and writer of The Frog March, which is a feature film that was touring a few few film festivals around Jersey and New York and the tri-state area. He came about it through him and his girlfriend while he was touring. Obviously, we're not talking as much and, you know, not really getting involved as much as they should have been. And one thing led to another, and there was a breakup. And from that, they learned how to become friends and how to kind of move forward with their lives, like, as a separate, entities. So with that being said, once John noticed this within his own life, he took it and put it on paper, and that's how the suggestion box really came to be. So how I found out about it was I was a part of like one of those film festivals and found the Frog March. A buddy of mine was actually in the Frog March, and got talking with John, and he told me about this other project that he was starting to conceptualize and make happen, and I was on board from the very beginning. And once that happened, he brought me on as a producer.
Okay, cool. And so why is this the kind of film that is relevant to couples today and people in relationships today? And how does it also kind of break the convention of normal Hollywood, romantic films where, the guy and the girl get together, they break up, and then they get back together?
So how this kind of breaks the mold, I guess you'd say, is it kind of does not present itself into a nice, neat little box. Like, this box goes through some flames, it goes through some, crazy Indiana Jones type stuff. And it's a wild ride. And, you literally take a tour throughout their entire relationship. Not through visual images or anything, but just through their conversation and dialogue. And with that being said, you feel the emotions that she felt when, he, cheated on her, or, the emotions that she felt, or he felt when, she had, a small affair with a dude that played guitar or whatever. You see, the major character beats within this script of where things went wrong. And the thing that's nice about it is that it can kind of tell its own story through the dialogue, because they've lived through it. They've lived through this entire thing, and it takes this critical analysis on things, and looks at it with a different eye than a typical relationship movie. We see what's in front of us, that kind of stuff, and we see the breakup happen as we're going. It's not like that. It's not like a 500 Days of Summer. It's not like a Butterfly Effect. It's more of like Butterfly Effect. It's not like a 50 First Dates. It's not a rom-com. It's has some comedy elements, sure, but it's gonna be brutal. It's gonna be a brutal little ride, but it's worth it in the end. It separates itself from Hollywood by not wrapping itself up in this nice little cute box. It's a dumpster fire. and it kind of has some kind of shining light towards the end, but the question still is, are they okay separate? Are they? Who knows? They know, I'm sure, but we don't know. But I feel like that's more for the audience's judgment to see whether or not they're okay.
Okay, and so how far into production are you, and how can people support this project?
So we're fairly far into our pre-production process. We have a shoot date locked for November 2nd through the 6th. It's going to be a four-day shoot. It's going to be long, 12-hour days. It's going to be great. But that's what we all signed up for, so let's do it. We have our location locked in Teaneck, New Jersey. We're bringing some people in from North Carolina, some from New York, some from the city. And yeah, we're gonna make a little movie. Today we had our another production meeting. We just brought Candice Janae. She's our newest producer. And you know, it was pretty much just to get her up to speed on things. And now we're trying to lock a camera, trying to lock equipment rentals. It was really great. This past month we actually raised around $1,500 through an Indiegogo campaign. And yeah, so we're pretty much all you know, gung-ho, you know, on the hype train right now. The way you can find us, we actually have a Facebook page. It is The Suggestion Box. It's called The Suggestion Box. And yeah, you can read a little synopsis of what goes on. You can also check out one of our little teaser trailers. And yeah, get ready for this.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. Good luck on your project. I've been Justin Decker, and this has been ProfCast.